You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. It really does look as if Canada is about to change forever. Alberta, Saskatchewan, and even parts of British Columbia just dropped an earth-shattering Wexit announcement. This isn't a drill. We're talking binding referendums. We're talking new regional governments. We're talking the most serious challenge to Canadian unity in a generation. Ottawa may indeed be losing the West for good. So in a shock move, Western leaders such as Alberta Premier Danielle Smith have just announced binding referendums in the next year, asking citizens straight up, do you want to break away from Canada? Do you want to wrest back real control from Ottawa? For decades, what's commonly called Wexit, right, which involves the whole Western Canadian provinces seceding, Wexit was dismissed and laughed at as nothing more than a fringe peripheral issue. No more. Alberta, Saskatchewan, and BC power brokers have unveiled concrete roadmaps. So we're talking, again, provisional governments. We're talking control over resources, taxation, law enforcement, even infrastructure, every area Ottawa's been accused of mishandling for years. And for the first time, this is the real big development here. For the first time, there is now a public timetable. So the plan is for the next 12 to 18 months to let the West decide its own fate. So we talked about this last week, but Alberta, Saskatchewan, and even British Columbia have formally coordinated their separation strategy. So back on June 18th, elected officials from Alberta and Saskatchewan held the first ever joint caucus meeting ever in Canadian history. It was in the border city of Lloyd. And the key here is that this meeting wasn't just symbolic. It was two Western provinces coming together to formalize their mutual intention in officially declaring independence from Ottawa. Now, if you don't know, what's driving these provinces to the brink are basically three interrelated things: resources, power, and respect, which really translate into economic, political, and cultural divide. So the first grievance involves economic pain. So Alberta and Saskatchewan, they're oil and gas titans, but pipeline cancellations, tightening of regulations, tax grabs from Ottawa. They've hammered their economy. So we're seeing billions in energy revenues flow eastward, while Westerners see their jobs, their industries, and their ambitions blocked by liberal cities like Montreal, thousands of miles away. Secondly, there's a tremendous sense of political alienation from Ottawa. With most Canadian power nestled in Ontario and Quebec and the East, Western votes and voices just keep getting drowned out. In fact, they often use the term Western alienation, and it's not just a slogan. It's a lived reality, reawakened by fresh federal policies that sideline the resource-rich provinces in the West. And then thirdly, there's a very real cultural divide. So while Ottawa embraces green economics and liberal values, the West insists on pragmatism, self-sufficiency, fossil fuels, and they're far more inclined to conservative values. Alberta is actually often referred to as the Texas of Canada, right? Sask is very much the same. I remember on one of our Turley Talks cruises, it was actually this time last summer when we were in the Mediterranean. A number of you came with us. It was wonderful. But I struck up a conversation with a fellow while I was waiting for my wife. I was sitting alone at a table, and he came up and asked if he could sit with me as well. He was waiting for his wife. Turns out he was from Saskatchewan. And the dude was a total hardcore pro-Trump patriot. He was awesome. We talked Trump. We talked, well, at that time, Trudeau. And you could definitely see that the independent sentiment was very, very strong. So Sask and Alberta are far more about faith, family, and freedom. And that puts them at cultural odds with the hard left sentiments of Ottawa and the East. So more and more, Canadian Westerners see themselves less as junior partners and more as exploited cash cows while being culturally dismissed. So the blueprint is being laid as we speak.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Alberta is lowering the signature threshold for referendums. And organizers like the Alberta Prosperity Project, they are already gathering signatures. And the likely referendum question is going to be, do you agree that Alberta should become a sovereign country and cease to be a province of Canada? Bill 54 makes it 70% easier to trigger separation referendums by slashing signature requirements from 600,000 to just over 170,000. And if they hit that mark, the province legally has to put it on the ballot. And Ottawa is clearly starting to get nervous. So Prime Minister Mark Carney, he's warning of very dire legal battles and economic chaos, and he's vowing to fight any breakup tooth and nail. But polls are showing rising support, especially as Ottawa tightens the screws. So at last count, a third of Albertans and a quarter of Saskatchewan residents would vote yes if the referendum were held today. That number spikes if federal policies get even less friendly. And the polls do not take into account the fact that independence referendums consistently generate some of the highest voter turnout rates in electoral history, often surpassing regular elections by dramatic margins. This is what shocked the European establishment with Brexit. All the polls showed that Brexit was going to fail, all of them. Not one predicted the 52-48 vote split in favor of leaving the European Union, except for those analysts who recognize that independence referendums have the highest voter turnout rates in electoral history. And that's largely because nothing brings out what are called low prop to no prop voters like independence referendums. So low prop voters, voters who've only voted in one of the last four elections, and no prop voters, voters who have not voted in any of the last four elections. Historically, low to no prop voters tend to come out en masse with independence referendums, and they overwhelmingly vote in favor of independence. But the key here is they're not factored in the polls leading up to the referendum. They're not on the polling radar, as it were. So these voters have basically dropped off the political map, right? They just feel completely disenfranchised from the political status quo. But an independence referendum is exactly what they're looking for to shake things up politically. You know, I made the argument often that part of the appeal of Trump and why he always consistently outperforms Republicans in counties and districts all throughout the country is that he is in many ways something akin to an independence referendum. He is precisely the kind of political shakeup that low prop to no prop voters are looking for. So 30% of Albertans already want to secede. And there's a considerable number of low to no prop voters who are going to turn out and join them for an independence referendum. Gang, that's called game on. That's game on. With Ottawa floundering, the West is seizing its moment. This isn't just a protest. This is political leverage at a national scale. For conservatives and resource advocates, it's the ultimate hardball tactic to force Ottawa's hand on pipelines, taxes, and political autonomy. Even if Wexit falls short of actual separation, expect massive changes to Confederation and a seismic shift in who really calls the shots in Canada. I want to know what you think. Let me know in the comments section below. As always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. But let me hear what you got to say. Put it in the comments down below. I love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.